is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A study of charter schools in New Orleans, the nation's largest charter experiment, finds they spend more on administration and less in the classroom than regular public schools. Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says that 18 million could lose their insurance within a year, and individual premiums would shoot upward if Congress repealed major portions of the Affordable Care Act. Donald Trump will enter the White House as the most unpopular president of modern times with an approval rating of only 44%. In France, a farmer commits suicide every other day, a rate 20% higher than the national average. Oscar Lopez Rivera, a Puerto Rican nationalist serving a 70-year sentence, had his sentence commuted. In a recent poll, 37% of voters believe Obama will be remembered as one of the five best presidents, but 1% say he'll be thought of as one of the five worst. 30% think he'll be ranked somewhere in the middle between best and worst. There are 6 million government employees, government workers in Egypt, more than double the number in the U.S. and the United Kingdom combined. For the third straight year in 2016, records were set for heat, startling even scientists globally with the scale of the shift and threat to society and nature that's also rising steadily. Navient, which handles $30 billion in student loans for 12 million people, about one in four borrowers, was sued by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau for misleading borrowers and serious mistakes at nearly every step of the collection process, driving up repayment costs. The liability could be in the billions. In a new survey, 82% of women said sexism was a problem in society today. 41% said they'd felt discrimination. Only 37% thought it was a good time to be a woman in the U.S. Fewer thought it was a good time to be a minority woman. 24% said it was a good time to be a Latina. And only 11% a Muslim woman. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. News Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.